good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC Radio in Webster City. Say, this weekend, Webster City High School is proud to bring you a wonderful show, the Spring Musical Schoolhouse Rock. Now, if you're growing up back in the 1970s and 80s, this was on every weekend on ABC television with about math, science, history, and so forth. But we have three of the cast members that's a part of this production. Who wants to join me first here today?
Sure.
And this is?
Gabe Ruby.
Gabe, let's find out about your role in this production.
So my name in the musical is George. I am, I'd say, one of the more helpful male characters to Tom. I have two pieces, and that's about it.
Gabe, what grade are you in at high school here?
I am a freshman.
Uh-huh. What are some of the activities involved in?
I am in football, basketball, coordination, which is choir. I'm in normal choir. I was in speech. I'd say that's about it for me.
What's your future plans as when you graduate here another few more years?
My idea is to go into law enforcement, whether that be go to college or directly go into the academy, one or the other.
And I think, are you excited for the big show?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you seen some of the episodes of this TV show?
Yes. When we were younger in elementary school, our teachers would play it for us occasionally.
Because this was on when there was such a thing as cartoons on Saturday mornings many moons ago, but not anymore, because that has just changed, hasn't it, for Saturday morning TV. And I know you're excited for the big show coming up. How many is all in the cast?
I'd say there's about 13 to 14 of us, probably around there.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, Gage, thanks for talking with me this morning.
You're welcome.
Who else wants to join?
Sure, I'll go.
Okay, you'll go. And this is?
Caroline Ean.
Caroline, let's find out about your role in the show.
So, I play Dory. She's more of a minor speaking role, but she has three songs that she takes lead on. She's Southern, so that's fun.
She's Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done something like this before?
Mm-hmm. I was in community theater a lot in elementary to middle school, and then I did the fall play this semester, or last semester. Sorry.
And hopefully next year they'll do The Sound of Music. Can you go out for that?
Yes.
Finally, because this has been going on since 2020. They never had the show the last few years, and it's going to be different this summer, but hopefully next year. Now, what's your future plans?
I'm not entirely sure yet. I want to do something with music. I know that much.
So. Something with music. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
And what are some of your other activities other than being in Schoolhouse Rock?
I'm also in coordination. I'm in choir and band, and I do cross country. So.
How's the team doing?
Very small as of next year.
Very good. Well, again, we wish you the best of luck coming up with the show this week.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, this interview I'm talking to all three of you will be on next week, as saying in reference to this week, because it's Easter weekend. And this is?
Hank Christensen.
Hank, tell us about your role in this.
I play Tom Miser, who's a teacher straight out of training, and he's pretty stressed out about his first day, so all of his, I guess, personalities come out, and then they sing all the fun songs to him and get him ready.
Mm-hmm. And this is your first time on stage?
No, I was in the fall play, and then I do a lot of community theater plays, too.
What was the one that you enjoyed the most?
I think I really enjoyed Annie the Musical at the community play. That was fun. It was a fun cast.
Yeah. What's your future plans once you leave the Haldwood Halls at Webster City High School?
I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of just going to float around and see where I kind of end up.
And Hank, you're what?
I'm a freshman.
Okay, we got three freshmen here.
Yes.
Cool. Uh-huh. So you're getting all set for the big show?
Yes, I'm really excited. I think we got a good cast, and it's all coming together nice.
Wonderful. Hank, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And over here we have Greta Nelson, who is the director of the show. Greta, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, I was talking with three of your cast members here. Let's give a background. I was just saying beforehand, this was from a TV show that... when there was such a thing known as Saturday morning cartoons many moons ago, but that's not the case. But this goes back pretty close to 50 years ago when they had the multiplication rock, the grammar rock, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so I remember growing up, we had it on DVD and on car rides. We would watch all these videos, these educational videos from Schoolhouse Rock. So it's been a part of my upbringing, and I know many people before me, older than me, younger than me, hopefully are familiar with some of these tunes as well. So we thought, why not try the stage production and kind of have this nostalgic music on stage for our audience to enjoy.
Cool. How many's in the cast?
We have 14 on stage, and then we have a crew made up of 5 individuals. So a cast of around 20, cast and crew of around 20 individuals.
Greta, now this will be staged when?
This will be, like, the performances?
Yes.
Yes, performances will be Friday, April 22nd at 7 p.m., as well as Saturday the 23rd, also at 7. And then we will be doing a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. It is general admission, so $5 at the door, and our guests can sit wherever they'd like in the house.
Very good. Do they have to do their masks, I presume?
We are not requiring masks for this performance.
Well, that's neat. So again, be sure to get your tickets. They'll be available at the door, all 3 performances, Friday and Saturday of this week, April 22nd, 23rd, because this interview is on next week, from what I said, at 7 o'clock. And then the performance is on Sunday, the 24th. That'll be at 2 in the afternoon.
Correct.
So let's even get a full house to enjoy some nostalgia from back in the 70s and 80s for Schoolhouse Rock Live at the Prems High Auditorium. Greta, thanks very much, and Cass, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.